Today's message for Thursday 10th of February, 2022. The topic for today is The Supremacy of the Knowledge of God. Written by Reverend Oluwamwiawa Okasende. Our memory verses. Now therefore, I pray thee, if I have found grace in thy sight, shew me now thy way, that I may know thee, that I may find grace in thy sight, and consider that this nation is thy people, Exodus 33 verse 13. Moses was one of the most spiritually gifted person that has ever lived. He walked in the miraculous in a most unusual way. There are miracles recorded in the ministry of Moses that have not been repeated in the history of mankind. But as fantastic as that is not what Moses would want to be remembered for. After all the miracles, Moses laid before us what he wished posterity to remember of him. This is revealed in his prayer to God quoted in today's Bible verse. There we find that the most pressing desire in the heart of Moses was the knowledge of God. For him, the knowledge of God was supreme above miracles, wealth, or power. Taking a cue from Moses therefore, the knowledge of God should be the supreme desire of our hearts as children of God. Everything we do should lead us to knowing God and increasing in that knowledge. Indeed, our spiritual activities of prayer, worship, Bible study, and the other things we do in church or in the name of the Lord must be structured to help us know God better. Otherwise, even our most intense and fervent spiritual activities will become worthless. The strength to survive the end time belongs to those who know the Lord, Daniel 11 verse 32. Thus, you must seek to know God and make that venture your priority. If that is not the priority of your circle of friends and the church you belong, please feel free to change friends and move to an assembly where the knowledge of God is prioritized. May the Lord reveal Himself to you as you seek to know Him more and more. Further Bible reading. Exodus 33 verse 7 to 23. Exercises. 1. What fresh insights did you gain from the above message? Please write it down in your journal. 2. What would be your prayer points and what are the steps you will take? 3. If you have been blessed by this message, please share it with your friends and loved ones. Thank you. God bless you.